We are now moving on to our next segment to talk about, well, how about some fun out there in the Muncie area? And everybody's welcome. It is egg-citing news. Brad Robertson is my guest. That's egg-citing in and of itself. Brad, good morning. Happy Easter. Oh. A little early to you there, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, and I just love your eggs. jokes. I look forward to them every year.
Yeah, I know. I can only use them for about one day, Brad. It's like my pirate voice on Pirate Day. There you go. Attaboy. Good job. All right. So representing the Knights of Columbus in Muncie, this is what I have unofficially called, Brad Robertson, the single largest Easter egg hunt on the face of the planet, unofficially. And it happens in Muncie on Saturday as we are sitting here on the 29th. That'll be the 30th. Tell us what's going on, when's and where's and all that stuff.
Well, the Knights of Columbus is at 3600 West Purdue Avenue. It's basically right behind the YWCA, if you in that area.
YMCA, just for clarification.
YMCA,
the Northwest
not
Y.
W.
That's it. That's a different Y, but we want to be clear. Got it. So yeah. The Knights of Columbus, keep going.
Yes. And we put this on every year. I've been doing it for, I think, 30 years now. And we just have a blast. We're going to have 4,000 eggs, and we'll have over probably 700 prizes this year. We have three age groups. And just to make sure that kids don't get in with, a five-year-old doesn't get in with someone who's, 15. So we want to make sure the kids are safe. And it's a blast. It's we love doing it every year. And hope to continue for years to come.
It's a lot of work. Brad Robertson's my guest on WMUN's Delaware County Today. I guess my first question about it was, why? Why is the work all worth it, Brad? And everybody that's involved that volunteers and works this effort every year. How come it keeps going on? What do you think?
Well, I just think it's something that the citizens of Muncie can look forward to every year, where their kids are just going to have fun. They don't have to worry about anything else but trying to find those eggs. And tell you what, we put the 4,000 eggs out. It takes about an hour to put those out. And last year we broke a record. It was 90 seconds to find all of the eggs. So it's amazing how fast these kids can get those eggs and put them in the baskets. And then afterwards, what we do is we have the egg prizes, a number that corresponds to a prize that we have inside. So once they get a number, they go inside and get their prize.
Now, how does it work with as many people as you hope will be there? And this is on rain or shine, so the weather is not a factor. We hope it's nice enough in the morning that everybody's comfortable, but it's on rain or shine, and the forecast at this moment looks conducive, but I don't want to jinx anybody. So where do they park, and where does everybody, how early should they be there? Is there don't come too early, or tell us some of that logistical stuff, Brad.
Yeah, we normally will start getting people in our parking lot around probably 9:30 or so, just so that they make sure that they're going to get there or be there at the start. I would get there no later than 9:45 because it starts promptly at 10 o'clock. If you're in your car at 10 o'clock and we start, chances are your kids are not going to get a prize. Unfortunately.
I got it.
So we want to make sure everyone's there beforehand. So I would get there probably 9:45. And this year we had, and you can park, we have a big parking lot. So that's normally not an issue. We want to thank a couple of restaurants, local restaurants here in Muncie that we've been working with.
Sure.
That have given us some certificates. And some gift cards for family members. Amazing Joe's is one, and Texas Roadhouse is the other. And I can't describe how great it is to get these local restaurants in to giving us these certificates so that parents can, you know, not only do they get the chocolates, but they might be able to take the family out knowing that, you know, they've got some gift certificates to take care of the bill once it gets here. So
yeah,
we just love to help the families and do anything that we can to do that.
Brad Robertson representing the Knights of Columbus Easter Egg Hunt. It happens on March the 30th, starting 10 a.m. sharp. Will there be an Easter bunny there, or is that a secret, or is that a possibility? I'm just curious.
No, okay. We had an Easter egg. We had a bunny. Uh-huh. It was a while back, and the bunny really didn't look like a bunny.
I understand.
So it scared a lot of kids. So we decided maybe we shouldn't.
I got that. I'm afraid of bunnies more often than I can explain. The ones that I'm most afraid of are the ones that are munching on our flowers in the backyard in the spring and summer. But it's all about fun. It's all about. And I'm going to suggest to everybody, smile a lot and say thank you a lot to everybody and be nice and kind and sweet, because this is the kind of tradition, this is the kind of event that brings people together, and we want it to be a good time for everybody. Am I saying that right, Brad?
Yes, you are. That's exactly the case. My wife and I and all the Brother Knights, we love doing this. We look forward to doing this every year, and it starts planning, you know, the day after Easter. And in fact, today we're going to go pick up a few more items. It's just one of these things that we love doing. And I took this over from Pat Weber, who has since passed away. And I told his wife that, hey, I'm going to keep doing this because he wanted me to do it. And I haven't stopped since.
Well, on behalf of a grateful community, I'd like to say thank you to you for continuing that tradition on, and for everybody, because I know it's not just you. It takes a lot of people, a lot of hands, a lot of planning and everything. Any last thing you want to mention, Brad, before we wrap up our conversation here?
Yeah, if anyone has questions, they can call the Knights of Columbus. It's 282-8280, or I usually give my phone number out. My phone number is 765-215-6816. And if anyone has any questions, do not hesitate to either call or text me, and I can definitely answer those questions for you.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Brad. Happy Easter weekend to you, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Brad Robertson, our guest, right there, live on WMUN.